The date is June 14, 2037. Deep in the Nevada desert, at an undisclosed underground research facility, the sun had long since disappeared below the horizon. But far beneath the sands, the lab was anything but quiet. The steady hum of machinery filled the air, punctuated by the soft beeps of monitors. Scientists moved with precision, their faces lit by the glow of screens. In Lab 7, the atmosphere was electric with anticipation and heavy with unease. They had done it. After years of painstaking research, they had created life. But this wasn't life as we know it. Dr. Elaine Carver, the lead researcher, stood frozen before a glass chamber. Inside, something translucent and pulsating shifted rhythmically, almost as if it were breathing. It shimmered under the sterile lights, an organism so alien, yet alive in its own unsettling way. Carver's voice trembled as she whispered,
"We've crossed a line. This changes everything."
The organism wasn't unlike anything on Earth. Its biochemistry was reversed. Right-handed amino acids, left-handed sugars, a mirror reflection of life's blueprint. It was deliberately designed to be incompatible with Earth's biology. It wasn't supposed to interact with anything. It wasn't supposed to survive outside its controlled environment. But then, the alarms shattered the silence. Blinking red lights strobed the lab as a siren blared. Carver whipped around to the monitors. Her heart sank. The organism, contained just moments ago, was now moving, splitting, multiplying.
"It's spreading!"
Her assistant screamed, his voice breaking with panic. From across the lab, a technician shouted,
"Seal the lab! We're losing containment!"
Carver's hand hovered over the emergency lockdown button, her mind racing. With a deep breath, she slammed it. The steel doors hissed and groaned as they slid shut, sealing the lab and everyone inside. For a brief moment, the air was still, the alarms muffled. But inside that sealed room, chaos continued to unfold. The facility's live feed flickered, showing Carver standing in the middle of the lab, staring directly into the camera. Her voice calm and resigned, cut through the static.
"We didn't just create life, we created something else. Whatever happens next, it's on us."
The Nevada incident was never officially acknowledged. The facility quietly disappeared from government records, its existence wiped clean. What was left were only whispers, stories traded on conspiracy forums and muttered during late-night radio shows. The kind of thing skeptics dismiss as wild speculation and believers cling to like gospel. But the rumors never really died. Years later, something unsettling started to happen. Survivors, or at least people claiming to be, began surfacing in places far from the desert. Their stories were fragmented, the kind you'd expect from someone wrestling with memories they didn't want but couldn't forget. They described strange and terrifying symptoms, skin that shimmered like it was made of glass, heightened senses that overwhelmed them, and a hunger so intense, so inexplicable, it bordered on madness. One man turned up wandering through the Arizona wilderness, gaunt and wild-eyed. He swore his blood had turned wrong. His voice was hollow, barely above a whisper, as he begged the doctors who found him to destroy him.
"Burn me before I hurt someone. It's not just me, it's in the water, it's in the air."
The next morning, he was gone. No footprints, no signs of where he went, just gone. reports of these so-called mutants started popping up more often. In small, tight-knit towns, people whispered about outbreaks of strange, unexplained illnesses. The symptoms matched the stories from the survivors. Skin that shimmered like glass under the light. Eyes that seemed to pierce the darkness. And a hunger so unrelenting, it made people tear at walls, at dirt, sometimes at each other. Authorities wasted no time sealing off affected areas, blaming it on a vague chemical leak or environmental hazards. Helicopters hovered over quarantine zones, releasing clouds of chemical suppressants meant to control whatever it was. But the locals weren't buying it.
Chemical leaks don't make folks glow in the dark,
an old rancher said in a rare TV interview. His voice was steady, but his eyes told a different story, one of fear, confusion, and a quiet kind of knowing. Before he could say more, the feed cut out. Whatever was happening, he was sure of one thing.
Whatever this is,
he muttered just before the screen went black.
It ain't human.
The red skies, the eerie figures, the whispered message, all fictional, of course, but they're rooted in warnings from some of the brightest scientific minds of our time. What you just heard was a story, a speculative what if, meant to engage your imagination. But here's the important part. While the story itself was fiction, the science behind it is very real. Because what if the ability to create entirely new forms of life, life that doesn't follow the rules of Earth as we know them, was not only possible, but already happening? And what if this groundbreaking research came with risks so significant that some experts believe it could change the course of humanity forever? Let's talk about mirror life. What exactly is it? And why does it have researchers both inspired and deeply concerned? Mirror life is the idea of creating living organisms with a completely reversed molecular structure. Imagine life's blueprint flipped upside down. In all Earth biology as we know it, amino acids, the building blocks of proteins, are left-handed, while sugars, which form DNA and RNA, are right-handed. It's a type of symmetry that defines every living thing on our planet. Now, mirror life asks a bold question. What happens if we reverse that? By working with chirality, which refers to the handedness of molecules, like how your left and right hands are mirror images, scientists are creating molecules that don't conform to the rules of Earth's biology. This means left-handed sugars and right-handed amino acids, reversed versions of the basic building blocks of life.
Oh, brilliant. Let me get this straight, we're whipping up aliens in a petri dish. Yeah, that's a stellar plan. Because clearly Jurassic Park didn't hammer home the whole just because you can doesn't mean you should thing. I guess chaos theory is just a suggestion now.
Now why does this matter? Because life created this way is fundamentally different from anything that exists on Earth. For starters, it would be immune to Earth-based threats like bacteria and viruses, which wouldn't recognize it as something to infect. Predators couldn't eat it, and even bacteria wouldn't break it down. Mirror life could also survive in extreme environments, places where traditional organisms wouldn't stand a chance. And this isn't just a theoretical concept. In 2024, a study involving 38 scientists from 9 countries raised serious concerns about mirror bacteria. These organisms, designed to resist natural biochemistry, could theoretically thrive in ecosystems without being affected by Earth's immune defenses. The report highlighted that if mirror life ever escaped from a controlled environment, it could disrupt natural ecosystems in ways we might not be able to stop. At first glance, it sounds like an incredible scientific breakthrough. Imagine mirror organisms cleaning up pollution, thriving in space exploration missions, or transforming medicine by creating drugs that last longer and work more effectively. But here's the potential downside. Mirror life wouldn't just survive in our world. It could disrupt it entirely. Think of a single mirror-based bacterium escaping from a lab. It wouldn't infect humans or animals, but it could outcompete natural organisms for resources. It might quietly take over ecosystems, rewriting the balance of life without anyone realizing it until it was too late. Traditional methods of control, like antibiotics, pesticides, or natural predators, wouldn't work because mirror life doesn't interact with Earth's biology in the same way. It's this quiet, almost invisible risk that makes mirror life so unsettling. It wouldn't cause chaos in an instant. Instead, it could spread slowly and silently, altering the world around us in ways we might not even notice until the damage was done. So while the study of Lab 7 was fiction, the science behind mirror life reveals something critical. The line between imagination and reality is thinner than we often think. And once we cross that line, it's not clear if there's a way back. Now let's explore the scientific work that's already pushing these boundaries and why some experts are urging caution as we step into this new frontier. If the idea of mirror life sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, you're not alone. But here's the reality. This isn't science fiction anymore. In labs across the globe, researchers are actively pushing the boundaries of biology, testing mirror image molecules, and laying the groundwork for what could become an entirely new form of life. This is happening right now. Scientists started by creating mirror versions of amino acids and sugars, tiny building blocks of life. Normally on Earth, amino acids are left-handed and sugars are right-handed. But by flipping these, researchers produced left-handed sugars and right-handed amino acids, the exact opposite of what nature intended. And guess what? These molecules are just as stable as the originals. They look and behave the same, except they're reversed, like a reflection in a mirror. The breakthrough came when scientists used these flipped molecules to create mirror image enzymes. Enzymes are proteins that make all the chemical reactions in our bodies possible. In 2016, Dr. Jacob Moran and his team at the Weizmann Institute of Science published their work in Nature Chemistry, showing that these mirror enzymes could do their job just as well as natural ones. But here's the kicker. Earth-based bacteria and viruses couldn't touch them. To these organisms, the mirror enzymes might as well have been invisible. This was our first glimpse of a potential parallel biology, a system of life that doesn't play by Earth's rules. But scientists didn't stop there. Of course not. In one bold step forward, they attempted to create mirror DNA. By using mirror sugars, they built strands of genetic material they called LDNA, short for left-handed DNA. In 2018, Dr. Albert Eschenmasser and his team at ETH Zurich published their results in Angewandte Chemie, showing that LDNA was not only stable, but could also self-replicate under the right conditions, just like regular DNA. This cracked the door open to something extraordinary. Mirror organisms that could potentially evolve and adapt just like traditional life.
Oh, fantastic! Frankenstein's monster, but now with a PhD in biochemistry. What could possibly go wrong? I mean, other than creating an army of immortal, unkillable organisms that don't need us and probably think we taste like chicken nuggets.
The next milestone was even bigger, assembling these components into something resembling a living cell. Scientists have already built synthetic cells from regular molecules, so they tried the same with mirror molecules. Dr. Jack Zostak at Harvard University led groundbreaking work in 2020, published in Science Advances, creating mirror cells with membranes made from mirror lipids and interiors filled with mirror enzymes and LDNA. These cells weren't technically alive. They didn't metabolize or reproduce, but they performed basic chemical functions. In theory, this showed that creating a fully functional mirror cell might actually be possible. Then things took a turn into riskier territory. Scientists at the Max Planck Institute for Terrestrial Microbiology introduced mirror molecules into natural ecosystems to see how they would interact. According to their 2021 study in PLOS Biology, the results were startling. These mirror molecules were completely untouched by Earth's bacteria and fungi. They didn't break down. They just sat there, persisting, unchanging. Another experiment conducted at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory and published in the Journal of Synthetic Biology revealed something even more unsettling. When mirror polymers were added to controlled soil samples, they began to dominate the environment. Over time, these molecules outcompeted natural organic materials for resources, creating a silent takeover. The message was clear. If mirror life ever escaped the lab, we might not be able to stop it. But the implications go even further. Mirror molecules could be powerful tools for bioengineering. Imagine pathogens completely invisible to Earth's immune systems or materials that never degrade, filling up our ecosystems indefinitely. The U.S. National Academy of Sciences has issued warnings about these risks, particularly in unregulated applications of synthetic biology. And then there's the question of who else might be experimenting with this technology. Governments and private corporations aren't just observing from the sidelines. Leaked documents suggest that DARPA, the U.S. military's advanced research agency, has been pouring resources into classified projects involving mirror biochemistry. One leaked report outlined a project called Chiral Shield, which aimed to develop mirror biochemistry-based defenses against biological threats. But hidden within the details was an even more alarming mention: offensive applications. What exactly does that mean? Your guess is as good as mine, but the possibilities are chilling. As we stand at the edge of this scientific frontier, we're faced with extraordinary potential and staggering risks. If we can create life that exists outside Earth's natural systems, we also have to ask, can we truly control it? Mirror life might sound like something straight out of a dystopian novel, but let's not dive straight into the doom and gloom just yet. Before we talk about the risks, and trust me, we'll get to them, let's take a moment to explore the incredible possibilities this technology could open up. Because as wild as it sounds, this is a frontier that could genuinely change the world for the better. Imagine a world where medications are smarter, longer lasting, and more effective against diseases like cancer or rare genetic disorders. Mirror molecules, because of their reversed structure, don't break down the way traditional drugs do in our bodies. That means treatments made with them could stay active for longer, making them more effective. For someone living with a chronic illness, that could mean fewer doses, better outcomes, and a higher quality of life. It's the kind of breakthrough that could redefine modern medicine. And here's where it gets even more fascinating. If scientists can create and sustain mirror life on Earth, what does that say about life elsewhere? It suggests that life in the universe doesn't have to look like anything we've ever seen before. It could operate on completely different rules, mirror biochemistry being one of them. Think about it. If we can make life that's totally independent of Earth's biology, maybe we've just cracked open the door to understanding what alien life might actually look like. Could our experiments with mirror life here on Earth help us recognize ecosystems out there among the stars? It's a mind-bending possibility.
Oh, brilliant. Not only do aliens probably exist, but they're up there in their mirror image biospheres, sipping interdimensional lattes and saying, "Look at these adorable Earthlings with their one-handed molecules. How quaint! bet they still think quantum entanglement is complicated.
And then there's the bigger picture. Sure, creating mirror life raises some thorny ethical questions, but it also forces us to rethink what it means to take responsibility for the world around us. Could these organisms be the key to cleaning up pollution? What if they could help us build sustainable ecosystems or even solve food shortages with entirely new biochemistries? The potential is staggering. At its core, mirror life could revolutionize medicine, deepen our understanding of the universe, and reshape the way we think about life itself. It's the kind of discovery that makes you believe we might just be capable of solving some of humanity's toughest challenges. But as with all powerful tools, there's a flip side. With great potential comes great responsibility. This could be the key to unlocking mysteries and saving lives, or, as we'll discuss shortly, it could lead us down a path we might not be ready for. So before we decide where we stand, let's take a hard look at both sides of the coin. Because once we step into this frontier, there's no turning back. Now that we've admired all the dazzling possibilities of mirror life, it's time to flip the coin and look at the other side. And let's be clear, this isn't the side where we get to play it safe. This is a side of the coin where the phrase, "there's no going back," takes on a whole new meaning. The risks of mirror life aren't just theoretical, they're real. And once we cross this line, we may not get a do-over. Picture this. A single mirror microorganism escapes a controlled lab. At first, it doesn't seem like much of a problem. It can't interact with Earth life, right? But then it starts to evolve. It finds a way to outcompete natural species, maybe as a soil bacterium that hogs all the nutrients or a marine microbe that blooms out of control. Suddenly, ecosystems are spiraling into chaos. Crops start failing. Food chains collapse. And here's the kicker. Because these organisms operate on reverse biochemistry, the usual ways we fight biological threats don't work. Antibiotics, pesticides, even natural predators, they're all useless. Like trying to put out a forest fire with a squirt gun. This isn't some sci-fi doomsday theory either. CNN recently reported that a group of 12 scientists, including experts in immunology, plant pathology, and planetary science, raised alarms about how synthetic mirror bacteria could outcompete natural organisms for resources. They warned about the creation of ghost ecosystems, places dominated by these mirror organisms where nothing else can survive. Some of these scientists were initially skeptical, but after reviewing the data, they admitted they'd become deeply concerned. The unsettling part? It's already happening. In one experiment, scientists introduced mirror molecules into controlled soil just to see what would happen. The results were chilling. Those mirror molecules didn't break down like they were supposed to. Instead, they persisted and started dominating the environment, starving out natural organic material. This was documented in a 2022 study published by Dr. Yuki Matsumoto and her team at the University of Tokyo in Nature Chemistry. Their conclusion? If these molecules ever escape, we're not stopping them. And let's not kid ourselves. When a new technology shows up, someone always asks, can we turn this into a weapon? With mirror life, the answer is a loud and terrifying yes. Imagine a pathogen built on mirror biochemistry. It wouldn't interact with our biology in the usual way, but it could still wreak havoc, either by infecting mirror life systems or bypassing human immune defenses entirely. It's not hard to see how this could become the ultimate stealth weapon. That brings us to DARPA, the U.S. military's advanced research agency. According to leaked documents analyzed by journalist Emma Best and published on Muckrock in 2019, DARPA has been funding classified studies on biotechnologies, including mirror biochemistry. One project, ominously named Chiral Shield, was supposedly focused on defending against biological threats. But tucked away in the fine print was a reference to offensive applications. What does that mean? One plausible answer is the development of mirror pathogens designed to target specific populations. Worse yet, these could be tailored to attack based on DNA, enabling a new kind of genetically targeted warfare. And here's the big one, mutation. Remember, mirror life isn't just immune to Earth's biochemistry. It's an entirely new form of biology. What happens if it mutates in ways we don't expect? Imagine a mirror organism that somehow bridges the gap between its world and ours, learning to replicate Earth biochemistry. At that point, it's not just a lab issue or an ecological challenge. It's an extinction-level event. For example, in 2017, researchers at Stanford ran a simulation to study how mirror molecules might behave in ecosystems. The findings were stark. They suggested that if mirror organism breached containment and adapted, it could mirrorize its surroundings, turning natural ecosystems into alien landscapes completely incompatible with Earth life. Dr. Harold Thompson, who led the study, summed it up bluntly. The risk of an uncontrollable cascade is small, but it's not zero. And if it happens, there's no way to put the genie back in the bottle.
Ah, yes. We're whipping up aliens in test tubes. But they might mutate into something that eats us all. And our best plan is what? Cross our fingers and hope for the best. Bravo, humanity. Absolutely nailed it.
And here we are, staring into the abyss of possibility and peril. The real question isn't just whether we can create mirror life, it's whether we should. Because if we take this leap, are we truly ready for what comes next? Let's take a moment to address the obvious. The story at the beginning of this video, purely speculative. It was fictional. What if scenario designed to draw you into the possibilities and consequences of mirror life? But while the story was fiction, the science behind it is not. It's happening right now in labs across the world, and the potential it carries is as real as the ground beneath your feet. Mirror life isn't just another lab experiment. It's a bold new chapter in our understanding of what life can be. Imagine a world where medicine is so advanced, it could eliminate diseases that humanity has battled for centuries. Think about ecosystems revitalized in ways we've never imagined. Picture creating life forms that could survive on planets with conditions so extreme they would be deadly to anything we know. This isn't science fiction. It's the extraordinary promise of mirror biochemistry. But then there's the other side of the coin, and it's a side we can't ignore. What happens if we lose control of this parallel biology? We've seen the damage that a single invasive species can do to the ecosystem. Just look at how certain plants, animals, or even microorganisms have thrown entire habitats into disarray. Now imagine a form of life that's not just invasive, but fundamentally alien to everything we know. Once it's out there, it doesn't play by our rules. It creates its own. It's a lot like fire in humanity's earliest days. Fire gave us warmth, light, and the ability to cook food. But it also burned villages to the ground. Mirror life has that same duality, incredible potential to reshape our world, but an equally dangerous capacity to spiral beyond our control. If we harness it responsibly, we might unlock solutions to problems we can barely comprehend today. But if we're reckless, the consequences could be catastrophic and irreversible. This isn't just about science, it's about trust. If we have the power to create life immune to Earth's natural biochemistry, how do we make sure it doesn't slip through our fingers? History has shown us time and time again that the line between innovation and exploitation is razor thin. And the recent leaks from DARPA programs reportedly exploring mirror biochemistry for more than just cures are a stark reminder of how easily curiosity can blur into something far more dangerous. When does discovery cross into recklessness? When does progress become peril? I want to believe that the people leading the charge on this technology will do the right thing. But hope on its own isn't enough. This isn't Pandora's box. It's a key. Whether that key unlocks a brighter future or unleashes chaos depends entirely on how we use it. And here's the uncomfortable truth. If we don't approach this with wisdom and caution, our ambition might outrun our ability to control it. The tools we've created to save us could become the very things that undo us. Humanity has always faced moments like this, existential choices that define who we are and who we'll become. We've stumbled before, yes, but we've also risen to the occasion. The future isn't written yet. As we stand at the edge of this new era, the choice is ours to make. All right, you made it to the end. I'm Ralph, that's Wendell, who, by the way, is still salty about humanity in general, and this has been another crazy ride on Divergent Files. If you laughed, learned, or just didn't totally hate this, smash that like button, hit subscribe, and appease the almighty algorithm overlords. I know, you hear this from every YouTuber ever, but seriously, it's the difference between us keeping the lights on or Wendell having to moonlight as a car wash mascot. Want to go deeper? Join our crew for as little as $3 a month. You'll get behind-the-scenes madness, early access, and even extended episodes, stuff too wild for the main channel. Plus, you'll be helping us dive into even more insane topics we couldn't otherwise tackle. Head over to patreon.com/divergentfiles to see what's waiting for you. Oh, and get this, we're not just a YouTube channel. We're also in your ears now. Divergent Files Project Podcast is live wherever you listen to podcasts. It's got extended episodes, unfiltered content, and deep dives into stuff YouTube would probably freak out about if we uploaded it here. Seriously, if you think we push the boundaries on YouTube, wait until you hear what we unleash over there. And here's the deal, folks. You're not just an audience. You're the lifeblood of this channel. Your curiosity, your wild theories, your random comments, they keep this thing alive. Got an idea for a video? Drop it below. I read them all. Yes, even the unhinged ones. And who knows? Your idea might be next on deck. The world is strange. The stories, even crazier. And we're just here trying to make sense of it all. Thank you for sticking with us, for showing up, and for being part of this wild experiment. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and remember, you are truly appreciated.
Now go grab some meat, throw it on the grill, and while you're at it, tell your neighbor about Divergent Files, preferably before you've had too many beers, and start talking their landscaping again.